Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in studio. Tim Kappel's in with us this morning representing the Atlantic Fire Department. Thanks for coming by.
You bet. Thanks for having us.
How long have you been on the fire department?
Just a little over 15 years.
15 years.
Yes.
Why'd you get started? Why'd you do it in the first place?
I suppose just like everybody else, you know, help the community. Older brother was in it and I saw his interest and so I kind of plugged right in after him and then younger brother fell in right after me.
Is it for everybody, or does it take somebody special?
It takes somebody that's willing to do some hard work and dedication. It takes a lot of our times, a lot of our family time.
Is it more than you thought it would be before you started?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and it's gone a lot deeper than when I first started.
Well, I'm sure.
So
a lot of training time and
a lot of training. A lot of classes, and we do a lot of things out in the community that keep us busy.
What's the best part about being on the fire department?
Probably actually collecting the can tabs for the kids.
And that's actually what we're here to talk about today, but just a little distraction to get started here this morning. You've kind of helped to take the lead in the can tab collection process here. You guys have been doing that for a while now, haven't you?
Yeah, actually this is our ninth year. We started back in 2006 when we had convention here in Atlantic. We started collecting can tabs for the Shrine Hospital, and we've been doing it every year since.
And a lot of people are doing it around the state. A lot of other fire departments are involved.
Right. We got several fire departments that collect can tabs, and then when we go to convention, everybody brings them to us, and we gather them all, and then we turn them into the Shrine Hospital.
So you guys kind of take the lead in that around the state?
Yeah, actually, it's kind of our little baby. We collect them from everybody else, and we weigh them out. And between the different fire departments across the state, we have a little competition. There's a traveling trophy, and most of the time, if Atlantic wins, we give it on to the other people, whoever's next in line. That way it keeps everybody else interested in it.
Well, if you're the ones counting them up, shouldn't you always win?
Exactly. Usually it's not too big of a problem. We got a pretty good following here in Atlantic.
It's a friendly competition.
Absolutely.
Very good. And, of course, it all goes to a good cause, too. And we'll talk about that here before we finish up. But, these can tabs, we're talking about the little pull tabs. Well, they're not really pull tabs anymore. Right. They're the little pop tabs now on top of pop cans, beer cans, whatever kind of cans. It really doesn't matter what kind of can it is, does it?
No, as long as they're an aluminum tab. Even the aluminum bottle caps will take.
Have you gotten pretty good cooperation here in the community in doing this year to year?
Yeah, actually, there's several people that we see every year, and there's people that'll bring anything from a handful to a little baggie to a butter dish all the way up to a 5-gallon bucket full.
Oh, my. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, it becomes such a habit. You just don't even think about it anymore. You pop the tab off and you throw it in a jar or throw it in your pocket, and it's just a habit.
And that's really what it has to become. We never used to do that stuff either until really you guys kind of jabbed us a little bit about, hey, you guys should do this too. And, I don't even think about it anymore. I walk over after I'm done with a can of pop here at the office. I pull the tab off. We always have a little baggie or a jar sitting there next to the disposal box, and there they are.
Yeah, it's just a total habit.
And then you get a lot of cooperation from different businesses here around the community?
Yeah, there's several businesses, some of the restaurants and different establishments. Well, they'll turn in buckets full at the end of the year.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I know you do a kind of a continuous collection down at the shop, too.
Yeah, we've always, down at the store, we always have a barrel full. And once it gets full, I just take it across and dump it in a garbage can, and we keep them all year long.
Can tabs. I mean, you're thinking, gosh, they don't weigh much when I take it off the can. How in the world does that all add up? But it does indeed add up.
It takes quite a few to make a pound. I think it's roughly 1,500 or 1,600 tabs will make a pound. Over the nine-year course, we've collected a total of 14,561 pounds, which, if you can put it into comparison, 3,000 pounds is about 12 to 13 trash cans completely full of tabs.
Oh, no.
So it's doesn't take long to accumulate. And in that 14,000 pounds that we've collected, in return, the Shrine Hospital is, just from us, has got over $10,000 in redeemed money from that.
Wow. Why the Shrine Hospitals?
Actually, when we first started it, Dale Gross approached us to help him collect tabs, and that was when his grandson at the time had just got burnt, and he saw what the Shrine Hospital did, the burn unit did for his grandchild, and we just kind of took the ball and rolled from there, and it's just been awesome.
Do you guys get feedback from the Shrine Hospitals for the effort?
Absolutely. We've been contacted the last few years. We're real close with the Shrine over in Altoona. They contact us and make sure that, you know, if we need anything, or they're always there to make sure we're coming back every year. So.
You know, it's amazing the stories you hear, and Dale and his family, they would be classic examples of it, because they have firsthand knowledge because of an unfortunate incident that they had to go through. But they have nothing but great things to say about the kind of care that that their grandson received, but also the whole family received, both physically and mentally, going through the process. It's not an easy thing to go through. The Shrine Hospitals, very well trained at what they do, not just in taking care of the patient, but everyone around them.
Yeah, they didn't have to worry about, they packed up the family and took them out to the unit that he went to, and they didn't have to worry about clothes, food, nothing. They took care of everything for him. And, you know, and then, of course, excellent care of the children.
Have you guys made visits at all to the Shrine Hospitals?
No, I haven't. It's on my bucket list. I haven't made it yet. I'd really like to go spend one of the summers at camp with them, at one of their burn camps. I think that'd be really special.
It would be interesting to see. You know, the easiest thing in the world when something like that happens to you or someone in your family is to just completely have a negative outlook about, you know, why us? Why did this have to happen? How are we ever going to get back to normal? You know, what's going to happen? I mean, there are so many negatives you could focus on. But for the most part, the people that I have run into, and it's not just the Gross family, it's other families too that have had services through the Shriners Hospitals, they're so positive. These folks at the Shrine Hospitals do such a great job making them see what the possibilities are. It's really a neat process that they go through in helping those families in a time of catastrophic need.
Yeah, and those families are usually the ones that turn around and they come back, yeah, and they're the ones that are active in the community to keep pushing for more results and better projects like this.
Absolutely. And of course, the Shrine Hospitals don't accept any payment for the services that they provide. That's all done through their fundraising efforts, and can tabs are one thing. So
yeah,
I guess the whole point of this is all we're asking you to do is change your habits.
Correct.
Like we said up front, if you just change that habit, pull those pop tabs off, save them and donate them, that's all we're asking, and look at how you can change lives.
Right. And you can still get your nickel when you turn your can in at the Redemption Center.
Absolutely. Now, in an effort to do that, I know convention's not too far down the road here, so I assume that you're working real hard on getting this all wrapped up, and you've got an event coming up now tonight, Thursday.
Yeah, actually tonight we're going to meet in front of the depot from 6 to 8. We'll have the can tablets down there, which is what we use to promote picking up the can tabs for the kids. Stop down, check it out. If you have some tabs, we'd really appreciate it if you drop them off. If not, you can contact one of the fire departments, or you can actually even take the tabs out to the fire department if that doesn't work for you tonight, and they'd be happy. They got a bucket out there that they'll collect them for us.
You bet. That can tabulance, how that's worked out pretty well for you, hasn't it?
Actually, it has. We use it for parades, and it's an easy way to haul us to convention too.
And it really wasn't a lot of cost to it.
No. Actually, we had some excellent supporters when we first got it and got some donations and got the ambulance paid for and stickered up. And we've had great help along the way. And knock on wood, she's rolling beautiful.
Just an old ambulance that during the course of its other life, it helped so many people in so many different ways. And now it continues to help people in just a different kind of way.
Yeah. And it's better than just throwing them into a vehicle and gets our name out there a little bit.
That's right. So, again, that's from 6 to 8 tonight.
Correct.
In front of the depot, downtown Atlantic, if folks want to stop on by. If they can't make it, they always have time yet to be able to make those donations.
Right. We're not actually leaving for convention until a week from today, so we can take them up to then. And if it's not this week, we'll start collecting for next year.
Do you ever take monetary donations for the effort, too?
We do, and then we just turn around and we pass that right on directly to the Shrine Hospital.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, I'm sure the Shriners very much appreciate anything that can be done, because that's how they roll. They operate on donations, and they need that to continue 100%. Doing the good work. You bet. Well, thanks so much, Tim, for coming in. I appreciate it. And thank you for all your service and help with continuing to protect us here in the Atlantic area.
You bet. Thanks for having me.